All right, it looks like we are live. We have a little bit of a delay here, but it looks like it's coming on. Good, yes. Good, good to see everybody. 3:01, 4:01 p.m. Sarah, Lori, you are an hour behind me. Good to see everybody. Hi, Ginger. Hello and happy Thursday to you, Carrie. Ooh, I forgot to, I was going to slow down this live chat so that I can interact with you guys a little bit more. Hey, Sarah, how you doing? Hello from London. Hey, Daniel. Ah, London. Ah, I miss you guys. I miss you guys. I haven't been across the pond in years. So have a John Smith on me. Well, not on me, but for me today. I'll send you some pounds sterling. Yeah, Jim, MAGA, great to see you. Brazilian-American. Hey, Jair Bolsonaro here. I don't know how to get this to slow it down. It's because it's going to start, once we get going, it starts rocking and rolling. You'll have to forgive me. I'll have to do this at some other point in time. I don't want to get too distracted now, but welcome everybody. Come on in. Great to have you here. We got some breaking news. Actually, we've got three news stories that I want to get to in addition to what we just did in our prior video here, where if you haven't seen it, we now have a member of the GOP, a representative, brand new representative from Georgia, who Representative Green, if I recall, is putting forward articles of impeachment against Joe Biden as of day one. So this is great. This is the way the MAGA crowd needs to start fighting back. But we've got three stories. I'm saving the third for a bonus video a little later on today on CNN finally ending its airport monopoly. No more CNN at airport. Can we just take a moment here and applaud? No more CNN at airports. Let that hit you. It's wonderful news. We predicted that a year ago. I talk about that in the video. We had a video up a year ago saying the monopoly, the CNN airport monopoly is coming to an end. It wasn't me. There were a bunch of pundits who were already talking about it back then. But now it is official. As of March 31st, CNN is leaving airports forever. It's a blessing beyond imagine. So that's going to be our, keep an eye out for that. That should be up in the next hour or so. But the two main stories that I want to talk with you in our live stream today is the massive loss in stock value for Twitter and Facebook since they began the great purge and booted President Trump off of their platforms. They've lost, as of today, $51 billion. That's billion with a B in their market value. And so we're going to talk about that and the implications of that as we're going forward, as the left seems to want to cleanse society of any participation of the political right. So we're going to be talking about that because ironically, it's backfiring by costing them a lot of money. And we're going to talk about the current collapse going on in the Italian government. The leftists who've been ruling Italy over the last year, their coalition has collapsed. And the nationalist populist right, led by two people, Matteo Salvini and Giorgia Meloni. If you've been a part of this channel for a while, you know those two names. If you haven't, I'm going to introduce them to you today. Absolutely wonderful. They are poised to take over. We're talking nationalist populist right, the so-called far right, are poised to finally take over Italy. You may have Prime Minister Salvini in the not so distant future, and Deputy Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni, which would be absolutely stunning. And we did predict that as well. We did. You could go back to those videos. We did predict that Salvini and Meloni will be coming to power in the not so distant future. So come on in, one and all. We've got lots to talk about, but we are not going to be able to say everything that needs to be said here for obvious reason. So we're going to take this conversation off of YouTube and pick it up tonight at my exclusive online Q&A, January 14th, 8 p.m. Eastern time tonight, to which you are all invited. So we hold these Zoom Q&As every Thursday night, and they are exclusive for our Insiders Club members. Now, if you're not a part of the Insiders Club, you need to be, all right? And this is, I mean, everybody is talking about this. We have now got to, we can no longer rely on these free platforms anymore. We're going to have to do our little micro taxes, and we're going to have to start paying for things here and there. All of us, me included, everyone. But to make it a little more enticing, all you need to do is click on the link down below and you can sign up, and your first week is absolutely free. So you can try it out. It's no obligation. All right. You can sign up absolutely free for a week. And that way you can be part of the Q&A tonight and you can ask me your questions. And the coolest thing about these Q&As is we go back and forth and we try to get really deep, do a real deep dive on the issues today. So, you know, this is the Q&A is a great way to get acquainted with our censorship-free insiders club. We've got thousands of nationalist populists from all over the world who are members. You're going to be able to fellowship with them. You're going to be able to network with them. It is absolutely wonderful. So this week-long trial, you should know, is not going to be lasting much longer. It's going to be expiring soon, so you want to take advantage of it now. But now's the time. And again, I know I'm yapping. I'm waiting for people to come on in as well. I'm seeing it grow here. We've got, 4,384. It's awesome. Welcome, everyone. Welcome. Yes, CNN gone from airports. That's great. Check out that video later on today. It's so neat because, again, I did a video a year ago. I talk about it on the, you can check it out. I'm sure we'll have it linked up on this video tonight. Thanks, Alexis. Very, very kind of you. And please forgive me when I do not give you the shout outs that you deserve for the super chats, but my screen is down here, but my camera is up there. So forgive me when I miss that. So anyway, make sure you click on the Insiders Club, the link down below, sign up for the Insiders Club, get your very first week absolutely free. And that way you can join us where we continue this conversation tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern time. Sorry for you Europeans. You're going to have to stay up just a little bit later, maybe past the bedtime tonight. But we would love, of course, we'd love to have you. Turley Talks is an international community. That's what I wanted from the very beginning 4 years ago. Nationalist populism is a worldwide backlash against globalism. And you can find it as global as globalism itself. So that's what we're going to be doing tonight. So I look forward to seeing you tonight, 8 p.m. Eastern time for our live Q&A. All right. So without further ado, let's dive right in here. Business Insider is reporting that Facebook and Twitter have lost a combined 51. I don't even know these numbers. $51 billion in market value over the course of the last two trading sessions. Now, I'll read just a line. I missed it, BB. I caught the initials, but forgive me. Let me give you the first few lines of Business Insider. Facebook and Twitter, the two largest social media platforms to permanently ban President Trump for his role in last week's Capitol riots, saw $51.2 billion in combined market value erased over the last two trading sessions. Companies across sectors have responded to the president's rhetoric in recent days by pausing political donations, making statements, decrying his inflammatory remarks, and pulling products with links to right-wing movements. Facebook and Twitter possibly took the biggest retaliatory steps when they indefinitely banned Trump from their platforms on Thursday and Friday, respectively. Both companies cited the risk of additional violence for their bans, but investors largely balked at the action. Facebook tumbled 4% on Monday and another 2.2% on Tuesday as shareholders dumped the stock, likely fearing the ban could drive users off the platform. By the time markets closed on Tuesday, Facebook's market cap sat at $47.6 billion below its Friday level. All right, so, and then Twitter was another few billion, but obviously the biggest victim was Facebook. So the key to me is my stomach. You cook me something, I'm yours forever, right? All right, so the key for me here is that this is just the beginning of what to expect as a result of the so-called purge, right, as we like to call it. As you know, we're experiencing a massive politicization. Thank you, Intellectual Millennial. Thank you, sir. Very appreciated. We're experiencing a massive politicization of society, right? Where half the nation, I think it's probably more than that, obviously, but let's just say half the nation, the conservative, mid-America, nationalist, populist portion of the nation, is basically being forced by the political, corporate, and media elite into a kind of de facto secession. One of the reasons why we're going to be talking so much about secession, I don't know if you caught last night's live feed, where we talked about how secessionist sentiments are skyrocketing as we speak, particularly talk of Texas. But one of the reasons why we're going to be talking about secession, because I think secession is actually happening at two levels. It's happening at an active level and a passive level. It's happening at an active level where many, many conservatives are saying, that's it. You know, the only way we can solve Washington, D.C. at this point is the swamp is to secede from it. But then there's a passive secession, a de facto secession, where we're basically being kicked out of big tech social media platforms, right? We're being kicked out of our jobs. We're being kicked out of opportunity. We're being kicked out of classes, kicked out of universities, kicked out of awards that we've won, even for Donald Trump, kicked out of movies, Home Alone 2, right? We're being, right? I mean, they're trying to cancel the scene, for heaven's sakes, of him in the Plaza Hotel. I mean, we're basically being erased from this elitist, corporatist, globalist society. And so it is a de facto secession. You might want to call it a kind of excommunication, where conservatives are in effect being cleansed from participation in political and corporate and media life. Ben Shapiro was talking about this earlier today in a very alarmist sense, and I think he's right. And by the way, this is a time for the right to unite like never before. All aspects of the right now, it's all hands on deck. We all got to come together and be as strong and as unified as possible. But what we're finding here, which is very interesting, is that there is a massive price that the corporatist globalist left has to pay for this excommunication. So as we're being forced onto alt tech sites, right? We're being forced to literally, if you think it through, Glenn Beck's been talking about this. We're being forced to think about having to create our own everything. I don't know how many of you know of the Czechoslovakian dissidents, Václav Havel and Václav Benda. Václav Havel ended up becoming president of then Czechoslovakia before it became Czech Republic and then Slovakia before they split. So he's a little bit better known. Václav Benda is a philosopher who was actually, as I understand it, inspiration, intellectual, moral inspiration for Václav Havel. They both talked about a concept during the Soviet period known as a parallel polis. I don't know how many of you are familiar with that. It's fascinating reading. I've actually loved it. And we're going to be talking a lot about this on our channel over the next several months. A parallel polis. And this is where people who love truth and people who want to live in truth have to build their own parallel structures in a society where the dominant structures have been totally corrupted. So this is means for us that we now have to create our own servers, hello parlor, right? And Gab did that for Gab. God bless Gab. Amazing foresight there, right? Gab.com. We've got a platform in there if you'd like to subscribe to it. Love to have you do it. So we're going to have to create our own servers. We're going to have to create our own phones because, of course, Apple has the iPhone and Apple owns all the apps and they're the guardians of which apps that they allow on their phones, right? Or Google apps if you've got an Android. We're going to have to create our own banks because we're now being debanked. We're going to have to create our own credit cards. This is what's called a parallel polis, right? Again, Václav Havel, Václav Benda, these Czechoslovakian dissidents, wrote brilliant stuff on how to do this, on how to go about creating your own parallel society when the dominant structures of society have been so thoroughly corrupted, so thoroughly swampified, shall we call it, right? how do I go from Vatlef Bunda and Vatlef Havel, Pelopolis, to swampified? Yeah, I mean, see, only on this channel are you going to get that, right? All right. So in doing that, basically forcing all of us to create our own parallel polis, which I'm actually a bit excited to do, what's the left ended up doing? Think about it. We're in the position now where we're going to be creating our own parallel polis, banks, right? Phones, servers, credit cards, platforms, you name it. And in the process, we're all leaving the dominant structures, and the left, as a result, is losing billions upon billions of dollars. I mean, this is the consequence, at least it seems to me, this is the consequence that their impulsive ideological excommunication did not take into consideration. So needless to say, this banning of Trump and this latest social media purge seems to be one big, massive self-own for the leftist political, corporate, and media elite. And what it looks like we can expect, ironically, in all of this, is at the right and the left, or better, the nationalists and the globalists, as the right and the left, as the nationalists and globalists begin to split apart here politically, economically, in our media and our education. Ironically, it's the nationalist right that's poised to make all the money in building this parallel society, right? A parallel polis, while the globalist left is poised to lose it as we're forced into this mass exodus. I guess to their shock, they're being increasingly surprised to find out that we're bringing our money and our purchasing and our consumer choices with us. So I think this may indeed be just the beginning of big media's massive market sell-off, their drop. They're in effect, think of it this way, they are excommunicating themselves out of business. So we'll see how that works out. You tell me what you guys think of that. Oh, man. Yeah, man. Awesome. You guys are fantastic. Look at you. Yeah, you guys are. It's time to get pumped, gang. It's time to get pumped. I mean, this is a new chapter that's going to blow our minds. All right. So as that's going on, something astonishing is going on in Italy. Now, I'm not going to talk too much about it now. I'm going to have to move this over to the Q&A tonight. Remember, you're all invited. Click on the link below. Become an Insiders member. Get your first week absolutely free so you can be there tonight and ask your questions, because the Q&A is exclusive for our Insiders Club. But our Insiders members. Now, if you don't know the backdrop to Italy, okay, we talked about this. We talked about this on our first video on Monday when I said, yes, the video is a double down video. Yes, a new conservative age is rising, okay? And I know it's hard. I know it's painful. I've had a hard time sleeping over the past week. This has been it's been every bit as rough on me, I assure you. But what's the post-secular, post-globalist scholarship is saying is that these trends, however many horrific roadblocks we're going to run into, these trends are bigger than anything globalists imagine. Now, if you don't know the backdrop to what's going on in Italy, it's a perfect example. It's a perfect illustration of what we're going through right now. One of the most important world leaders of the rising nationalist populist movement that we've been tracking with now for at least 3 years, if not four, has been Matteo Salvini of the nationalist populist party called the Lega Party in Italy. We started looking at him when they were just garnering about 5% support. They're a relatively new party. But because of the trends moving Europe to the right, we knew and we watched Lega rise to become eventually the most popular party in all of Italy. Actually, their rise far exceeded my expectations. And this is precisely what happened. Salvini rose to 40% approval, which is huge in a multi-party system in Italy. In Italy, you need only 40% to have a governing coalition in their parliament. Okay, so 40% is, you know, it's like a supermajority there, okay? And we saw this personally. When I was in Italy, in Verona, I talked about this. We put it up on our YouTube channel. Check it out from 2000 and I think it's 2019, March of 2019, when we were in Verona, Italy, and we were with Salvini, and he came. And man, when he came to approach the building to where he was speaking, where the conference was, he was flooded by people in the streets. He was a rock star, an absolute rock star, okay? And it looked like he was going to become easily the prime minister at one point. But then he tried to make his move and seize power, and the political establishment stabbed him in the back. Okay, sound familiar, right? They took him out, and he had to. He was the deputy prime minister, and they kicked him out of that leadership, and he fell. He basically fell politically, and now he's only at about 20% approval because he can't do anything. He's not in the national news anymore, anything like that. So he's been out of power. The leftists took over. The populist five-star, the leftists, are kind of the Bernie Sanders. They ended up working with another center-left party. And all of it seemed pretty lost. And then when I was in Verona back in 2019, we saw another rising star of the right, and her name is Giorgia Meloni. Keep that name in mind, M-E-L-O-N-I, okay? She's a leader of the Brothers of Italy, and they got around 6, 7, 8% support in their last election, 2018. She was absolutely amazing. She rocked the roof off the place. I've never seen somebody just get, I've been to Trump rallies. I've never seen anyone galvanize an audience like Giorgia Meloni. The British Independent just published a story about 2 weeks ago that talked about how the nationalist populist right in Italy is absolutely surging. And it's not so much Lega. They're still around 20%. No, it's the Brothers of Italy. They've increased their support to nearly 20% as well. And if there were ever to be an election, that those two 20% could easily govern Italy. And then if you bring in Forza Italia, which is a center-right party, they usually will get upwards around 10%. Boom, you've got a strong center-right nationalist populist coalition. Anyway, and so just so you know, the Brothers of Italy are even more conservative than Lega. And that's the pattern that we've been seeing in Europe. And I almost get teary-eyed because I really... During these really difficult times, I want you to know this is the pattern we're seeing. We're seeing a rise of the nationalist populist right, the MAGA right, as it were, all throughout the world. Then the establishment comes and just knocks them down. And there is the agony of defeat. And then this is the part we haven't seen in our story yet, but I think it's coming up. And then there is a massive reawakening that becomes even stronger than ever. Anyway, so that's what happened that I saw in Verona. What's been going on of late now in just the last couple of days is the leftist government in Italy has collapsed. The coalition that was led by this leftist populist five-star and Matteo Renzi, who's a former prime minister, center-left prime minister, you know, kind of a Clinton-esque prime minister. He started a new party, center-left party called Italia Viva. That coalition has fallen apart. And while snap elections have not yet been called, that's what you do in Europe, generally speaking. You have multiple parties. Nobody has 50%. You have multiple parties. You form a coalition. When the coalition collapses, oftentimes you have you try to find a new coalition. If you can't find a new coalition, you have to have what are called snap elections. So the elections that are not normally scheduled end up happening, and they happen in just a few weeks. It's not a long process in Europe, which sounds great to me. Sign me up for that. So snap elections haven't been called yet, but everyone is saying that if they are, and that's what the president of Italy, who tends to be more of a ceremonial figure, the president of Italy is signaling he does not want them to try to mess around with another coalition that's just going to collapse in another few months. If that election happens, all the polls show the nationalist populist right led by Matteo Salvini and Giorgia Meloni are prepared to win. Again, they may need some Forza Italia support. That's fine. So that's Silvio Berlusconi's party to complete the coalition. That's fine. Forza Italia is pretty conservative. They become more conservative since the rise of both Lega and the Brothers of Italy. So look, there's more to say on this. Okay. For reasons, we need to move this conversation over to our exclusive live Q&A tonight, 8 p.m. Eastern time. We're going to get into things much deeper than we can get into here. These live Q&As are exclusive for our Insiders Club members, which you can join simply by clicking on that link below. And for a limited time, you're going to get your first week absolutely free. So you can join us with no obligation. We do these live feeds and live interactions via Zoom every single week. And we'd love for you to stay a member, of course. You'll be networking with conservatives all over the world. And we need that bonding and that fellowship and that community more now than ever. So click on that link below. Become an Insiders Club member.